Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches avoid 3 rookie bad mistakes. When I was starting out, I wished somebody could have told me these 3 things because it would have been helpful on my journey. I want to protect you from the mistakes that rookies make when they first start out practicing magic. If you make these mistakes, you could cause yourself a lot of trouble. Now, not only am I going to share with you the mistakes, but I'm also going to give you examples of the right steps to take. So let's begin. The first mistake is failing to cast a proper circle, which causes no protection from mischievous entities. If you don't cast a proper circle, entities that may be wandering around in the astral plane may get attracted to the energy that you're producing. When you're trying to cast a spell, they could drain your energy and can give you outcomes that you didn't intend. When you're casting a circle, make sure that you start in one position and overlap it a little bit when you finish casting the circle. That way you know that you've got a complete circle of energy and protection. Another thing is, you can ask guardian spirits, such as the elementals, to not only help with their spell, but also to guard you and your circle from mischievous entities. And now we move on to the second mistake, failing to be specific enough about what you want. If you're trying to manifest a particular outcome, you want to be specific in how that outcome manifests. The old example is, I want to be prosperous, and one of your relatives dies. So instead, you can say, I want to be prosperous with this work project. Or maybe I want to be prosperous in getting a raise. And now we look at the third mistake, failing to dismiss the elements or entities that you've called. Here's an example of an element hanging around and causing mischief. Say you forgot to dismiss the element of fire. I've heard of some people having issues with small fires breaking out in their apartment. Another thing is somebody forgot to dismiss a water elemental and they had trouble with their plumbing. It's not that these entities are malicious and want to cause problems. They're just trying to make the place more homey for themselves since they're staying. So be sure to dismiss them. Also be sure to dismiss any entities that you've invited into circle. For example, having a dumb supper and you invite in the dead. You want them to come, but you want them to also leave when they're finished with the dumb supper. The important thing is, when you properly do a spell or ritual, you avoid unnecessary complications. And now I will summarize. The first mistake was failing to cast a proper circle, which causes no protection from mischievous entities. The second mistake is failing to be specific enough about what you want. And the third mistake is failing to dismiss the elements or entities you've called. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at GoddessHasYourBack.com. You can also read one of my 9 books. And I have 2 courses at Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. I invite you to check them out today. Blessed be.